Committee meeting to order for October 2nd. Joe, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have approval for the September 4th meeting minutes?
Motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Gabe, good morning.
Good morning. I am seeking approval to cover costs of a meeting that took place on September 25th for our Bone Builders annual training. This training brings all the Bone Builders leaders from across the county in, as well as new leaders, and they go over program expectations and things of that nature. The total cost was $1,436, and we had budgeted in one of our line items for this meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions?
And apologies for it being retroactive. We caught it in between your meetings. Obviously a great meeting, something very needed, but bring it to you for formal approval.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning. Requesting your approval for two new preschool contracts. One of them is, I'm not going to be able to say her name correctly, Elizabeth Ismailava. She is a bilingual speech language, just for informational purposes. She's bilingual and will provide speech language services via telehealth because she lives not here. She lives down by the city. I don't know how much we'll be able to utilize her, but it would certainly be good to have her under contract for the times that we could use someone who is bilingual. And also Hammondsport Central School District to provide evaluations for preschool.
Make a motion.
Second.
Any questions?
What languages?
Spanish.
Spanish. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. My first item is some staff recognition for some of my staff that did some extraordinary work a couple of months ago. We had an individual on our fourth floor go into cardiac arrest, and the teamwork and seamlessness of the way that these individuals pulled together to keep calm and keep the manner under the radar was very well. So I wanted, please stand when I call your name. So we had Todd Von Hagen and Michael Caparillo, who were jumped into, this was on the fourth floor. We have a lot of clients in our building. So they were diverting traffic, you know, away from the area because it was in a main area, and also diverting traffic as they were coming into the building. So they made it easy for the emergency personnel to get in, and they
joined the meeting.
It was a lot less stress and trauma for the people that were in the building. And then we had Julie Har, Shauna Ballou, and Jessica Cintron, who were there to provide the immediate medical emergency services and CPR until personnel arrived. And so basically these staff saved a man's life and were instrumental in keeping our building running at the same time with less stress and chaos. So I want to thank them.
Yeah.
My second item is I'm asking for approval to add 50 hours to Dr. Michelle Lowry's contract with us, forensic services. So this is, we think she'll probably only need 30 hours, but we're going to ask for 50 just to ensure, which would be at most $5,573 added to our contract. We've had a lot of 730 evaluations at the jail this year. They've just about doubled in number. So we are allotting for, if any So she's going to run out of hours based on the time she spent on those. So this will help cover that. And we're adding the extra hours just in case we get a bunch more 7:30 evaluations that she needs to complete.
Make a motion.
Second.
Hilda?
So remind us what a 7:30 evaluation is.
So it's an evaluation ordered by the court for competency to tell, determine whether a client, individual is competent or non-competent.
Increase.
Well, over the past 3 or 4 years, you know, 5 years ago, we were doing maybe 3 or 4, then it was 10. And this year, I think we're up to around 30.
Any other questions?
Competency test. I would think you'd know what that is.
Sure. They count.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And my last item is I would like to talk about the allotment of opioid settlement funds. So I sent some attachments to you that I hope you all received regarding the funds that are left that we've received through 2024. And I am recommending, I know we had them here in August to do their reporting, but I am, based on the quality of work being done at the Tree of Dreams in Corning, and certainly for the Steuben County Prevention Coalition, they are our main prevention coalition. I mean, they're the ones that do the billboards, do the surveys, do the school education. So without, I am recommending that we renew the contract with Family Service Society for one more year and with Prevention Coalition for 2 more years. This would spend the majority of the funds that we have left up until now. So we're still getting the $250,000 for next year from abatement funds. And I'm not entirely sure what we're getting for AG funds, but those funds are still coming in as well to be spent.
Do we have a motion? Do we need a motion?
I'll move it.
Yeah, the contract.
Second.
Any other questions? Hilda?
Well, I just wanted to, it's not a question, but I wanted to say at the NYSAC conference that we were at a couple weeks ago in Monticello, I went to several of the sessions about opioids and marijuana and all that. Mm-hmm. I said I expected to get ideas and some things that maybe we could do here, when in fact, I'm giving them what we've been doing. And people are, I think we're just a few steps ahead of a lot of other counties. So I was happy to see that, but I also wanted to get some ideas of how we could improve. So thanks for your good work.
Kelly, you had a question.
Yes, these dollar amounts that we're proposing, are they are included in our budget?
So I do not believe family service, I believe you'd find it in your modified budget, but because it is heavily dependent upon exactly what we get from the state every year, and we don't necessarily know that at budget time, we do those mid-year. I believe the Prevention Coalition, though, is in there. So it's kind of a mix. The big ticket item like AIR, and I believe Family Service Society, would be reflected in your modified budget. It'd be the mid-year adjustments, revenue in, expenses out.
And this dollar amount, this is money we've actually received?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Or have a letter from the state stating you will receive.
You're going to get
that,
it.
Right. We have a commitment.
Thank you.
Yep.
We have a motion and a second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. You, Lynn.
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. So the first item I have is earlier in the year, you approved for us to put out an RFP to engage in preventive services. It was a contract that we contracted for earlier in the year that the agency was not able to staff. So we started over, and then we finally got the proposals back. We had 4. I handed that out to you. Oh. So I handed out a chart with the agencies that did send in a proposal. CHOW stands for Children's Home of Wyoming County. So the budget came in As I've outlined here, and then the scores from the team that reviewed the proposals are on the far right. So I'm requesting to award Together for Youth the contract to provide the, it's an intensive in-home service provision to keep kids out of foster care placement, basically. I can talk to you a little bit about some of the highlights of the proposals and why we've chosen Together for Youth. Together for Youth is otherwise known as Berkshire. So there are the agency that runs our non-secure detention center. They're in 20 counties providing the service, and they have extensive experience with the population. They have an established working relationship with other providers in Steuben County and with the department. The one thing I really like about Berkshire as well is their ability to not only recruit staff, but retain staff. They have, they fly these drones over agencies and drop their ads. And I don't know, it's just really, it's amazing technology that they use to recruit, but their benefits and staff support, their retention is, their turnover is less than 25%, which is awesome in today's world. What else? Some of the issues that we had with some of the other proposals, Pathways came in at $225,808. However, their budget did not match their program description and the costs associated with that in the narrative. So they were about $80,000 understated in their budget. Family Services was a little bit higher. They had, one of the things that concerned me is they had included a transportation person in their proposal. But in addition to that, they added $30,000 of transportation costs. So the $30,000 plus, a little bit more, was in both proposals, with a transporter and without a transporter. So that was kind of interesting. And then the Children's Home of Wyoming submitted a good proposal. They have no presence in Steuben County at all. They don't have relationships. They don't have offices. They would be basically starting fresh. So it would be, I think, a building curve to establish in our county. We have great relationships with Wyoming County. We use them for placement services. But again, the closest office they have is 60 miles from here. So that's my recommendation. Entertain any questions you might have.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a question.
Any Scott?
Can you explain what the main parts of coming up with the score are? What were the categories you used to build the scores?
Do you have it? So it's a chart that comes from purchasing that we use. Okay. So it's you score them on service description, experience with the population, the quality of their staff, their training, the administration and staffing plan are consistent with the outcomes of the services to be provided. The proposal demonstrates comprehensive task-focused training plan that accommodates the gender identification, sexual orientation, implicit bias, and cultural competence. The proposal demonstrates quality assurance plan and how communication will be maintained with Steuben County Local District on all matters. And then the proposal clearly demonstrates a commitment to providing intensive services. And then finally, the cost proposal.
Okay.
And they're all, you know, 0 to 5, 0 to 10, 0 to 20.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Kathy, is this like intervention with these children?
So this is it's an intensive 12 to 15 week program where caseworkers go in the home and provide intensive services on those high risk cases for kids coming into foster care. And then if it's not successful, then we hook up with our preventive services unit and work together and transition to the long-term preventive services, which we provide within the department.
So this involves emotional issues, physical issues,
Parenting skills. Sometimes it's basic needs. Therapy. Sometimes we need to get them connected to therapy services.
The word success rate, but.
Oh, we have had, so Mike, we have had the service for years, but the problem that we had this year was the provider was unable to staff it. They couldn't maintain the staffing. And so I came here and asked if we could put out an RFP to refresh this. It really does keep, I don't have the stats with me right now, but it does show success in keeping kids at home and out of placement.
So it works well.
It does.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
James. How many youth do we have in foster care right now in the county?
Right now, we got about 120.
Okay. And you ballpark, is there a range of the who is the number of kids classified as high risk?
Well, this program is designed to serve about 80 kids a year.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Is it all funded by us or is there a state component?
I'm sorry.
Is it all funded by the county or is there a state component? Okay.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I forgot. Sorry. Can I ask one question?
No.
What's the contract for? How long?
Well, we should do the contract through the end of next year, so 15 months.
With the option to renew after that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we normally put, can't remember what we put in this, we either put 3 or 5 year option to renew. But those have to come back to you at some point during the year.
To renew it, yeah. And it is already in this year's budget and it's in next year's budget as well.
All right, we have approval, so thank you, Kathy.
Okay, did you vote? Did you approve
yes.
it? Okay, sorry. It's been a morning. So my next item is to request to receive what's called the Arrears Evictions for Stallment Program Allocations, SAFE, otherwise known as SAFE. $46,893. This is basically to do arrears, to provide housing arrears, shelter arrears to help people maintain in their own housing. It's some funding from the state that is to support our efforts with the homeless. And it's all about prevention. It's 100% funded. So I would like to accept that and be able to use that.
Motion.
Second.
Question, Scott?
I thought maybe Scott had a question.
Well, I saw the hand and it was Hilda's hand, but go ahead.
When it comes to arrears for that, do they also sometimes, if the person owns a house or property taxes or anything, does it cover the arrears there or only rent?
No, rental arrears. Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask.
Hilda, did you have a question?
I was going to ask something similar.
We do have and we do have some ARPA funds that will allow more flexibility that we can use for like a tax arrears situation. It's a lot more flexibility. They have to be enrolled in Adult Protective Services, but we get very creative on how we do that to open a preventive case in order to allow us to use that funding to secure a home for somebody.
That was where my question generated from, is sometimes paying someone's taxes a lot cheaper than them losing their house and then starting to pay $1,200 a month for rent. So
amen.
That was where my question was.
Yep.
You answered it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And then I also handed out an additional resolution for STEP, which is the Solutions to End Homelessness program. This is also another funding allocation that we just got the letter from the state. We were awarded $300,000 a year. It's on a federal fiscal year. So we are appropriating the $75,000 that will start October 1 of this year into this year's budget. And then next year's budget, we have appropriated the additional $300,000 that will be awarded for the following federal fiscal year. So anyway, so this is a huge grant that takes hours to prepare, but we were awarded it before the agenda or after the agenda was due. So I'm really excited about this. Again, it's to pay hotel motel vouchers, moving assistance to support housing arrears. We'll amend our resolution to our resolution includes amending our contract with Arbor Development because they do the payments for us. They also do the inspections and there's one other thing they do. Lost it. I guess I got it. Sorry. So
okay.
This has been a huge benefit to our county, this funding.
Make a motion.
Second.
Question.
Kathy, the Bridge of Hope, does the payment for using those rooms, does that come out of this? Or does that come?
We use a variety of funding, Joe. We use sometimes it's just a straight safety net case. Sometimes it could come out of the STEP money. It could come out of ARPA money. I mean, we really are very flexible in how we use it. And we try to be efficient so that we can maximize the use of the funding streams that are restricted.
Okay. And what hotels do we use for homeless?
I
mean, a lot of them.
I can go the list. So in Bath, we use Super 8, Bath Budget Inn. Arbor has some housing units that we use. Route 415 Motel, the National. In Corning, we use the Corning Budget Inn. Gatehouse, 41 Bridge Street. Hornell, we use Econol Lodge, Elder Care, and Hornell Days Inn. And Painted Post, we use America's Best and the Irwin Hotel. And Irwin Motel and the Red Roof Inn. And then oftentimes we're housing people out of county. So I could read you a long list.
Because of a lack of rooms.
Yes. Or somebody's burned their bridges in our county and we're still responsible for housing them. We have no choice. If they show up at our doors and I can't find a place in Steuben County, I have to look elsewhere and then provide the transportation. It's enormous.
Thank you.
So we went through all this a year or so ago when we had the meetings in Corning with Bridge of Hope, but the spreadsheets that you put together that summarizes everything with dollars, the areas where they're staying, that would be helpful for legislators that weren't here then to understand.
Okay. I mean, certainly.
We're like 3.6 million we spend.
A year? Yeah. Well, 4 million, I think it's going to be.
So $4 million a year we're spending on homeless.
So, yeah, I can certainly share this spreadsheet.
That would be helpful because I may understand.
Thank you.
It's my favorite report. I mean, it shows me everything right at my fingertips. So.
I have it right here. I can email it to everyone now if you're okay, Kathy.
Good.
Okay.
You sent it to me last week, I think. Yeah.
Hmm?
You sent it last week.
I did. Yeah.
But Kathy, out of that $4 million, how much do we get from the government?
That's our local share.
That's our local share.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not. Hilda might have, or Joe might have heard it at NYSAC. It's every county, the rural counties, the urban counties. It's every county is seeing this and looking for new ways. Tompkins just bought. I saw an old bank to convert.
Yeah.
So,
did I lie?
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Maybe I overstated that a little bit.
Not quite four.
Hold it.
Close enough. You very much.
Oops. There are actually a couple in here now. But I still have a locker there. And you can tell because the door is about this high up during the day and there's junk outside.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a request in the Office for the Aging to reclassify one vacant social welfare examiner position, CSEA grade F, to an aging services assistant, CSEA grade D. And this goes along with what we did last month. As you know, we did some positions in that same title. This is an existing position in the department, which the individual who has held it is being promoted. And the social welfare examiner position needs to be changed to match all of the other ones that we did last month.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And in social services, asking to reclassify one vacant senior account clerk position, CSEA grade G, to a senior account clerk typist position, CSEA grade I. This is a situation where the senior account clerk title is not being used very much. And as they vacate or, sit vacant and are then again being used, we look at them and generally reclassify them to a senior account clerk typist that fits the duties of today. The senior account clerk title is kind of being phased out.
Motion.
Second.
Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And request to reclassify one currently filled typist position, CSEA grade C, to a senior typist, CSEA grade F. This is a situation where we looked at the duties. And as usual, as with the normal occurrence of events, duties morph and the duties are more suited to senior typist.
Move it.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Scott, do you have a question?
Keep voting.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
The only question I had is these classifications, are they in agreement with what we now have as far as any of the change classifications we had from that salary study?
So
he's affected.
They are the new, any change is not effective yet because these are CSEA grades and we begin negotiations with them next week.
Okay. All right.
So they would, CSEA contract would be effective January 1st. So effective January 1st, these people, or if they're in a grade that changes or whatever, would move.
But we don't vote on any of that individually. That just happens because of a contract's adopted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and I do have one other reclass that I apologize did not make the agenda, but we'd like to ask to reclassify a currently filled senior account clerk typist, CSEA grade I, to an accounting supervisor grade B, CSEA grade N. And this is, again, one that we took a long look at, looked at the duties. Kathy's here if you have any questions about it, but the duties certainly warrant the title change.
We'll move it.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, I now have a tuition aid request in public health. If I can find it here. We have an employee seeking a master's in healthcare administration and leadership, which is certainly related. Beginning October 2024, two classes at 9 credits. And as you, I think you'll recall, we do 150 per credit.
Make a motion.
Second. But I got a question.
Okay.
Jack, we got anything in the budget to give our employees more money for these courses?
Yeah, we do have between training conferences, some of our other lines, we do have enough money and we're exploring additional options. I have some meetings next week actually with some institutions around here to look at additional opportunities for things exactly like this.
But basically, we should be able to give the employees more money, more reimbursement for these courses.
We have the potential to be able to reimburse more. Now, this is ratified in your administrative code and others, but it's an item that we have for because it the CSEA contract is the one that really talks about this. We have it on our agenda to talk to CSEA about to incentivize it a little more.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
A question along with what Mike said. I know you said $150 reimbursement. What does the credit now cost? Do you know what it costs then?
It's more than that.
I just meant, is it double? Is it 300, 900,
800? It used to be 300 average. So we used to pay about half.
Right.
If I had to guess now, you're probably more like 450.
Yeah.
That was a question.
Yeah. So to tag on, that's, it was my understanding, and this was negotiated before I was here, but it was to essentially split half and half for courses that Nate and personnel review and that you approve. that are job related, but we're slipping behind 50%. So want to work on that.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you much.
Good. Huge meeting. All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Yeah, thanks for that.